WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Over the past week, the controversy swirling around art, obscenity, and the National Endowment for the Arts has perhaps reached a turning point. Thursday evening, the House of Representatives voted to reauthorize the endowment for 3 years. They decisively rejected the idea of imposing heavy restrictions on the kind of art funded by the endowment. But the reauthorization does allow the endowment to recoup grant money if a work is judged obscene by the courts. Just a week ago, a jury in Cincinnati acquitted an art museum of obscenity charges arising from an exhibition of Robert Mapplethorpe's photographs. Stephen Salisbury was in Cincinnati and in Washington covering the story for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and he joins us here in the studio. Stephen, I'm wondering, given all the publicity about government funding of supposedly obscene and blasphemous art, was the House vote rejecting restrictions a surprise to you?
Yeah, it was a surprise to me, and I think it surprised a lot of people. Dana Rohrabacher, a conservative Republican, had proposed a long list of restrictions on endowment work. He wanted to prohibit everything from obscenity to art employing fetal tissue. Before the vote, he was telling everyone that he had a majority to push it through. That didn't happen. On the other hand, Pat Williams and Tom Coleman, who authored the compromise bill that did finally pass, were saying that they were unsure if they had the votes. Their proposal was approved overwhelmingly. Williams said that 6 months ago, when reauthorization was first taken up in his subcommittee, he thought a vote favoring an unrestricted endowment wasn't possible. A lot of congressmen, I'd say, were finally persuaded that the endowment was a pretty good agency, as federal agencies go anyway, and heavy restrictions on the kind of art it funds were not worth all the negative charges of censorship. There's also a strong feeling, believe me, that this debate has been interminable.
Do you think the verdict in Cincinnati had any effect on Congress?
Oh, there's no question about that. The exhibition of Mapplethorpe photographs was funded in part by the endowment, and it's been a thorn in the endowment's side ever since Jesse Helms denounced Mapplethorpe as a pornographer in the Senate last year. But now a jury of ordinary people in a town that has a reputation for aggressive smut-busting has said that Mapplethorpe may have taken some nasty pictures, but they're not obscene. That verdict came up several times during the House debate. Conservatives argued that it showed you couldn't trust the courts to take action against sexually explicit work. Endowment supporters argued that the Cincinnati verdict showed that the whole endowment debate is overheated, if not ridiculous, and it's being manipulated by right-wingers for their own purposes.
How do you think artists and art organizations will react to this House bill, or how are they reacting?
Well, I think it's safe to say they aren't thrilled with it. They say it invites right-wing groups who are unhappy with the endowment to bring obscenity charges in court. Artists are also leery of a number of internal reforms called for in the legislation. They say those reforms will dilute the authority of the panels of experts that recommend endowment grants and therefore will dilute the effectiveness of the endowment itself. There's also a question of whether private funders are going to be flocking to support controversial work now. We'll have to wait and see.
So what happens next?
Well, the Senate has a bill that's similar to this House measure that's been reported out of committee. It hasn't been scheduled for a floor vote. The one wild card, of course, is what Senator Helms will do, and he's keeping his own counsel. We'll have to wait and see.
Okay, Stephen, thanks. Stephen Salisbury covers cultural affairs for the Philadelphia Inquirer.